We know you are with them wherever they are, Lord. Your blessing is upon them, Lord. We worship and we thank you. Help us this morning as we read out of your word. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, if you want to turn, well, you can be faithful in one. I'll read from Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11. Well, that is the book of, call it the Hall of Faith. And verse 22. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandments concerning his bones. Then I will skip to verse 28 of the same chapter. And it says, concerning Moses, through faith, Moses kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroy the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. Praise the Lord. By God's grace, I want to pray for a text this morning. The 22nd verse. The departing of the children of Israel from Egypt. Praise the Lord. The departing of the children of Israel. So turn with me to Exodus 5. I will skip the part. You know how initially Moses had, when he was born, you know the miraculous birth of Moses. And we know what miracle the Lord wrought in his life. You know how the Lord preserved him. How the Lord gave his parents faith. You know, that despite the command of the king, that all the male born children of Israel, of the Jews, should be destroyed in Egypt, the parent, the father, this man, this Moses, this boy, was a proper child. Such as told them that Moses was a proper child. They were not, by revelation, that is the revelation of the Lord to them. They say, we will not destroy this boy, we will keep him, and so on. For 3 months, they kept Moses, not caring what the king said. And you know the mystery and the miracle about his life. Anyway, God saved his life, and she was raised up in Pharaoh's house, not really in Pharaoh's house, but back into his own parents' house. And he was taught about the Jehovah and the faith of Jehovah. And when he went back to Pharaoh's house, now when he grew up a little bit, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh. Amen?
Amen.
He actually has access to the throne, really, by the virtue of what he is. But he refused to be called Pharaoh's son. The Bible says that he esteemed the riches of Christ. Even back in Genesis, amen? In Exodus, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible says he esteemed the riches of Christ far more than all the riches and all the gold mines of Egypt. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Bible says he prefers to suffer affliction with the chosen children of Israel than all the sins and so forth that is going on in the palaces of Pharaoh. That was his life. And you know, and he just knew something was particular about him. And when he was in the palace, and he would go and visit his own people where they were laboring and making bricks and building Egyptian houses, and he go and visit them. He knew something in him that he was a leader, he was born a leader. Like many of us, he went ahead of the Lord, amen? In his zeal to save his people. And he was wrong. And you know how he killed an Egyptian and so forth. And the second day, you know, he came back, he was always with his people. He said in the palace, always coming to see his people while they were laboring in the sun and so forth, you know. And you know what happened? Two of them were quarreling with his people. I said, why are you quarreling with each other? We already have enough enemies, amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's a Christian today. What are you fighting yourself for? The devil is out there fighting you, and so you are fighting yourself. So Moses said, why are you fighting yourself? And you know the one that was wrong, now was wrought with Moses, right? Will you now kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday? Oh man, this thing is out. You know what it means to Moses? He had to run away for his life. Bible says he forsook Egypt, amen? Not even mind the king's commandment. So he meant well, but he was wrong. But we know for a period of 40 years, God taught him in the wilderness. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, God taught him. And all the schooling that he learned in all the Egyptian schools, he emptied those things in 40 years, and God, you know, began to teach him his own way, the proper way. God revealed to him what to do. Eventually, that which he was reaching out to do on his own, God now wants to send him. Can you see humanity now? When he wasn't ready, he was going to do the thing. Now, when God was ready, he wasn't ready anymore. Humanity, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Need to find excuses. Oh, no, you know, I can't talk very well. I created you. What do you mean? I am the Almighty God. He told him, you know, of course, the experience by the burning bush. You know, he was rearing the sheep of his father-in-law, Jethro, out of his study. You know, that this burning bush, and the bush was not consumed. Oh, he said, I will turn aside and see this great sight. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That this is strange. He said, I will turn aside. When he turned, and a voice from the voice of the Lord say, Moses, put off your sandal, for this where I stand is a holy place. Praise the Lord. Say, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, your father. No, the Lord has many names. And the Lord says, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is my name forever too. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He said that. He says, my name forever. I have many names. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Anyway, I gave him a commission. You know, it has a commission. And you know, the excuse which was given, but the Lord, you know, dispersed, I mean, all those excuses and so forth, and convinced him to go back. Oh, he said, Lord, they will not receive me. I know even my people won't receive me, they won't believe me. And the Lord gave him signs that he will even show before his own people. You know, and what is in your hand? Well, a rod. Put that rod down. See, the Lord gave him a sign and so forth. The Lord became a snake. Bible says Moses fled before the snake. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
No snake are repulsive things, right? Even Moses fled before the snake. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What are you running away from? Go back there and pick that snake for the tail. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What are you fearing today? When you have the Lord with you, amen. Go back to the thing you are running away from. Go grab that snake by the tail. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And he did. And the Lord came back to him again. The Lord won't stop in one time. See? By the matter of two or three witnesses. Put your hand at your bosom, Moses. And he did. It was all leprous. Amen. And then, you know, put it back again. It was returned to normal. Now, praise the Lord. Well, you know, and if they won't obey the voice of the first sign, and they will obey the second. And even they don't obey the second sign, I give you another sign. Pour water upon the ground and so forth. And it did, and it became blood. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And now go and so forth. As for your mouth, I will be with your mouth. And God gave Moses something that he has never dealt with any man outside Christ. You go, where's your brother Aaron? He's there. Even as you go, he will meet you on the way. Amen.
Amen.
And when you meet, as you go, he will meet you on the way. So it will be a mouth to you. It's an orator. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He can speak very well. But you, Moses, you will be a God to him. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Moses being God. Amen. That's why the Lord said, when the Jews accused the Lord that he was the Son of God. And then one of the things the Lord said was this. Why is it that you are mad when I say I'm the Son of God? They knew he meant that he was God, right? Isn't it written in your law that they are God? Unto whom the word of God came, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So anyway, that's how Moses went to the scene. Now the man who ran away is now going to Egypt as a woman invasion of Egypt by the rod of the Lord. And what does he have? God is going to use what he already gave him. Amen?
Amen.
All the power of the shepherd rod. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Your miracle is already in you. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We are completing him who is the head of all principality and power. Amen?
Amen.
People look here and there. When God, as a Christian, you are complete in Christ. Colossians says, amen?
Amen.
You are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. All you need is to look within what God has put in you and begin to take advantage of them. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So let's see now the departing of the children of Israel. So Exodus 5:1. And afterward, so Moses and Aaron went in, so they are now, it's now back in, I skip anything, it's now in Egypt, and he has met with the elders of Israel. He has shown the signs that the Lord will say he will do to convince those Israelites and so forth. You see, many times, the law is like a prophecy, like a vision. God showed him ahead of time what he will do when he gets to Egypt. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's akin to what the Lord said. I do nothing but what the Father shows me. John 5:19. Amen.
Amen.
So this is a kind. Moses is a type of Christ in so many ways. So he goes to his mission life. The Lord show him all he will do in that mission ahead of time. Praise the Lord. God can show you a lot of things if you have the patience to wait on him when he sets up on a mission. Praise the Lord. All you have to do, you know, he got faith now. God has shown him, and when he got there, he met the same condition God told him, and he just demonstrated what God has already shown him. Amen?
Amen.
Faith was spontaneous. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And it worked. How beautiful it is. Instead of doing trial and error, let us learn to wait upon the Lord. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Trial and error will make the journey more longer. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Make it more difficult and to how to please the Lord. It took him 40 years anyway. Amen? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He was wrong before. So no matter what we do wrong today, don't let the devil condemn you. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm already perfect. Amen? The Bible says, but I'm following after. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He that give up is a failure. Amen? When people give up and pray the tower, that is a failure. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But you get up and this thing will go in the name of the Lord. Amen? Blessed be the name of the Lord. So anyway, so God showed him and he demonstrated all those things and now they believe him. So now, let the people see the passing of the children of Israel. So, and afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus said the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. Now, let me say something. You know, in Egypt, up to today, we are done about today, sorry. Now, their leaders or head of state were always called Pharaoh. What you don't know that these Pharaohs, they are actually different. They are not from the same family. They come from different backgrounds. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So they're not the same family like you have in Saudi Arabia or something like that, you know. They are called Pharaoh in general, but they are different. So the Pharaoh in the days of Joseph was different from the Pharaoh in the days of Moses. And it happened that the day of Moses, this Pharaoh was a very, very wicked one. He was a willful, wicked king. A type of the Antichrist at the end of time. In fact, you see, the Antichrist has to do with the Jews at the end of time also. So even back in Genesis, we have a portrait of what will happen at the end of time. What you are going to read here in this, the passing of the children of Israel, is a prototype of what will happen at the end of time. And some of them will happen at the end of time. So this Pharaoh was very, very wicked. He self-willed Pharaoh and so forth. Though the rulers of Egypt were all called Pharaohs, I put a note here. We must not forget that between the one that was first mentioned in the days of Abraham, even back in Abraham, there was a Pharaoh in Abraham's day, you see? They are all called Pharaohs, right? And the one Moses was dealing with, there was a period of 400 years from Abraham to Moses, about 430 years in India. And they were all called Pharaohs, and they were all different. This means that many pharaohs had come and gone, and they were not all from the same line of succession. One thing is certain about this pharaoh in Moses' day. This pharaoh in Moses' day was exceptionally determined, self-willed ruler. The evil monarch, he was an evil monarch, was the supreme power in the land of Egypt. However, God will use that evil power to accomplish his own purpose. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that's why we read in the book of Romans 9:17. For the scripture says unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show thy power in thee, my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Praise the Lord. God raised him up there. And so on, I use him for his purpose to deliver his children, to fulfill the promise he gave Abraham. Your seed shall dwell in a land which is not there, he told Abraham. And shall be 400 years they will be there. God prophesied all those things. They were there by accident. The Lord foretold all those things to Abraham. Praise the Lord. And he said that at the end of it, they will be oppressed and so on, but at the end, they will be delivered. And this is the time of the fulfillment of that prophecy in the days of Moses, you know. So that's why when he met Moses at the back of the desert, he said, I'm the God of Abraham, amen? And the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Anyway, so this, let's talk about this very, very wicked king, because it's a type of the Antichrist at the end of time. His entire outlook was dominated by stubborn self-will. As I'm going to read all the things that pertain to him just now. He had no belief in God, and he rejected God. That's how you see the type of the Antichrist that you read at the end of time. Okay? Whereas in Joseph's day, you know, Pharaoh had recognized and shown reference to God in the days of Joseph. That Pharaoh that reigned at that day reverenced God and feared God. But this deviant Pharaoh in Moses' day did not acknowledge that God even exists. The type of the Antichrist at the end of time. Do you know what happened? Nations always degenerate. Nations always degenerate. Just like in the time of Daniel. Generations, nations begin to rise, kingdoms. Kingdoms were rising and falling, right? Even Egypt was the most ancient kingdom, really. They degenerated. There come the Assyrian kingdom. There come the Babylonian kingdom. And they all were passing away until Rome. Rome will pass away too. Praise the Lord. It's the last one. Praise the Lord. Amen. The only one that will remain is the kingdom of God. Daniel 2:45. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See, they are all passing away. Now we are the last time now. We are in the Rome, the last one, the sixth. And so we are the last one now. That's why we know at the end of the age. You see? They pass away. And then in Daniel 2:45, that stone come with that hand, and the kingdom of God shall be established, and his kingdom and his dominion shall never pass away. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we shall reign with him. Anyway, so they were decaying and so on. So from the Pharaoh, this of Joseph, they have now decayed and so on to an Antichrist type of Pharaoh, as we see here. See what he says in verse 2. And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord?" Can you see? Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. Here is how things have gotten, that things have decayed. Here is the Pharaoh, very, very wicked, and is typing the Antichrist at the end time, really, with his own mouth. So when Moses requested a release from Pharaoh for a feast to honor God, he told Moses that the people did not have enough to do. So at the request of Moses, you want to go? You are so idle? Okay, you know what? I know I'm going to give you more work to do. As you know, he increased their labor, you know. Before, when they were making bricks, other people, maybe Egyptians, we give them the straw, right? So your punishment for requesting to go is this, that they won't give you the straw anymore. You will still do the same work of making the bricks, you will get the straw also. A type of the Antichrist. At the end of time, the Bible says it will wear out the same. Amen?
Amen.
Even if it's already doing it right now, you have the tensions in the world, persecution coming everywhere and so forth, it will get worse and worse in the time of the Great Tribulation. And it's even worse past the rapture time, and so on. I can't go to that one right now. So you can see now it's happening. It's the time of the Antichrist. Bible says it wear out the saints of the living God. So it's the type of the Antichrist spirit. Now, like all cruel men, this man, he was contemptuous of order. And because the children of Israel were slaves, he thought they were considered his personal property. Very, very wicked beings. To him, they were merely beasts of burden, existing only to his own special benefit, this wicked Pharaoh. He had no respect for them or their belief in God. He gave the taskmasters new instructions, like I said before, including more frequent, severe beatings, even with which, upon all the hard labor. Prior to this time, they had supplied, like I said before, the Hebrews with the straw they need, but now he added more burden to them. Now, Pharaoh was determined to end the complaining, because of the complaint that they should be going. Now, in verse 8 of Exodus 5, we read this thing. And the tale of the bricks, all I've been saying is in this verse, and the tale of the bricks, which they did make, heretofore, ye shall lay upon them, this wicked man said, ye shall not diminish us thereof, for they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, let us go and sacrifice unto our God. So Moses ten times and so on. Moses went to Pharaoh to ask him to let God's children go, for I have the word of the Lord. After each attempt, another plague will come. God begins to send him plagues. Plague upon plague upon plague upon plague. And we've got to quickly return through this plague now and see, because there is wisdom, we can learn something from what is happening in Egypt at the departing of the children of Israel. Let's get into this plague, because there will be plagues at the end of time. You know, it's a kind of thing that happens at the end of time. So let's get into some of them and see what happened to Egypt. God will go to any extent to deliver his elect. Amen? Praise the Lord. So he may allow, when they say or do something, he may allow them to be punished and so on. But the Bible says we are the apple of his eye. In the end, he will deliver his people. Let's see what Egypt went through because of the Lord's anointed, because of the Lord's elect, as a warning to the rest of the world. I will just go in summary. Five, the first plague, water turned into blood. Exodus 7, 20 to 25. I will just quickly read. And Moses and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded. And they lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river. In the sight of Pharaoh, Pharaoh was there. And in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. Right on this house, it happened. At the end of time, it will happen again, the book of Revelation. Amen? It's coming. Praise the Lord. And the fish that was in the river died. And the river stank. And the Egyptians could not drink of the water of the river. And there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians of Egypt, I'm bringing this up for a purpose now. When God is working, Satan can mimic or can copy to some extent. Amen?
Amen.
So that's what I'm reading all these things now. And the magicians of Egypt did so with their own enchantment. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened. Well, you see, God, my people can do it too. My magician can do it too. He thought and so on. And his heart was hardened. He is playing with the Almighty God. Neither did he hearken unto them, as the Lord had said. The Lord had said from the beginning that Pharaoh will not listen. He will harden his heart. The Lord said to him, so. So it just coming to pass. And Pharaoh turned and went into his house. Neither did he set his heart to this also, because the magician are able to mimic it and whatever. He thought there's nothing to it, he think. No. And all the Egyptians didn't even care for his own people. They can't drink the water anymore. Even for your own people's sake, they have to be digging around to find water to drink for 7 whole days, I believe it is, for 7 whole days, and so on, you know. And all the Egyptians digged round about the river for water to drink, for they could not drink of the water of the river. And 7 days were fulfilled after that the Lord had smitten the river. So the Lord began to plague Egypt. And you can see that how that he separated Israel from the punishment that he was inflicting on these Egyptians because of their wickedness, not letting Israel to go. Plague number two. There are about 10 of them. Plague number two. I want to run through them as well, because there is something in each of them. Plague number two. The plague of frogs. In verse 5. I believe it is. And the Lord spake unto Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch forth thy hand with thy rod over the stream and the river and over the pond, and cause frogs to come up upon the land of Egypt. And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. Verse 7 says, and the magicians did so. The following this story, Satan can go to some extent, try to mimic what God is doing, but in the end, we know they are lying, signs and wonders. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And even with the lying and wonders, there is so much God will allow him to go. Amen?
Amen.
As we see. So, and the magicians did so with their enchantments and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron, verse 8, and said, entreat the Lord that he may take away the frog from me and from my people, and I will let the people go that they may do sacrifice unto the Lord. It's a liar. The devil is a liar, amen? and father of lies. He lied from the beginning. John chapter 8, 44, I believe it is, you know. So he's a liar. This is a type of antichrist. He will come to the world as a deceiver, you know, and so on. Verse 9. And Moses said unto Pharaoh, glory over me. When shall I entreat for thee, and for thy servants, and for thy house, to destroy the frogs from thee and thy houses, that they may remain in the river only? And he said, tomorrow. And he said, be it according to thy word, that thou movest, know that there is none, that I may know there is none like unto our God. Your magicians are just copycatting and so on. They are just making fake things. You will know that in this land there is none like unto our God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Plague number 3, 10 plagues, just for his elect to deliver Israel. You know, there is no extent to which God will not go to help you and to help me. Plague number 3, the plague of lies. Exodus 8:16-19. And the Lord said unto Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch out thy rod and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lies throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did. So Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lies in man and in beast. All the dust of the land became lies throughout all the land of Egypt. Verse 18. And the magicians did so without enchantment to bring forth life. But they could not. Amen?
Amen.
They are coming to their end now, you see. They couldn't, their magic doesn't work anymore. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So there were life upon man and upon beast. Then the magician said unto Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. Amen? They confess, this is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had prophesied that he would be before. Blessed be the... So you can see now, they are coming to their end. Satan will always run out. Amen?
Amen.
When you are fishing with the Lord, walking with the Lord, so Satan will always run out. Need never ever to fear him. Praise the Lord. Now, the next plague. Next plague. Plague number 4. The plague of flies. 20, verse 20 of Exodus 8. And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the river. You know, that's how Moses was even found and so on. The daughter of Pharaoh was going to the river Nile and so on. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Praise it. I don't know. So he goes forth to the water and say unto him, thus hear the Lord, let my people go. God is so patient, amen. He could have just wiped out Pharaoh like that, amen. He doesn't just judge, amen. He will give Satan himself rope to hang himself. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is God's nature. What is it to go? Just wipe them out and let people go. He doesn't do that, amen. Praise the Lord. Anyway, can you imagine pleading with man? God pleading with man. See? He is the Almighty. Thus say the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, if thou will not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, and unto thy houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereof they are. God pleading with man. No, Bible says, what is man that I even mad food of him? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. And watch what happened in verse 22. And you see, don't ever be afraid. When we talk about the end time prophecies, don't be afraid as a child of God, amen? You know how to separate the wicked for punishment, amen? And to preserve the righteous for blessing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hear what he said about his people Israel. Right there. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, amen? In which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there. To the end, thou mayest know that I am the Lord. Because he says, that's your Lord. You will know that I am the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. This was the 80s, the agonistic. The hour is near. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
They will know that it's God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's a type of the end time event. Don't just preach the gospel. We can't force it on them. But the hour is coming. The agnostic and so forth, they will know that it's God. who created this universe. Amen. There is no such thing as a Big Bang theory. What a life and a life and the Father of life. Anyway, that I am the Lord. You see, in the midst of the earth, and I will put a division between my people and thy people tomorrow. Shall this sign be? The Lord, no, the Lord said, and so. Verse 24 says, and the Lord did so, and there came a grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh, and into his servants' houses, and into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies. So the Lord did that. Goshen was free of all those things. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are showing the mercy of God to his people. No matter what judgment comes, before the rapture, things are already happening right now. We can trust in the everlasting arms of the Lord for protection. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's surprised in Elijah too. When the nation sinned and so forth, and he played the nation with a drought, he fed Elijah all throughout the 3.5 years. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we can count on the Lord in this very, very troublesome hour. The Lord prophesied of this hour we are living in. And even say men's heart shall be failing them for fear, for even looking after those things, just looking, just hearing the news. Men's heart failing them for fear. But he says, you who are mine, need not fear anything. In your patience, possessing your souls. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's move to the next place quickly now. And we are seeing God's protection for his people as he judges, or as he judges this wicked Antichrist type of Pharaoh that will appear at the end of time. Now, the plague of infectious diseases of domestic animals. Watch what happened. Exodus 9, 1-7. Then the Lord said unto Moses, go into Pharaoh and tell him, thus said the Lord God of the Hebrews. Amen.
Amen.
Because he has rejected God as his own God, right? I am the God of the Hebrews. Praise the Lord. Let my people go, that they may serve me. For if thou refuse to let them go, I will hold them still. Behold, the land, the hand of the Lord is upon thy cattle, which is in the field, upon the horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, upon the oxen, and upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous moraine. That means like infection, you know, like death. In short, death upon all the animals, the animals and so forth, you know. And the Lord shall sever, watch again. And the Lord shall sever, separate between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt. And there shall nothing die of all that is the children of Israel. Amen?
Amen.
It's a God of mercy to the people who love him. And like Abraham said, you know, will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? Far be from thee, O God. Amen?
Amen.
So you see, God is a separator to bless and to punish the rebel. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And
verse 5 says, and the Lord appointed a set time, saying, tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land. See? And the verse 6 says, and the Lord did that thing on the morrow. And all the cattle of Egypt died. All of it. Can you imagine? All the cattle of Egypt died. Watch again. God protecting his own. But of the cattle of the children of Israel, died not one. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Be confident in the Lord. When they call for famine, before the rapture, be confident. He supply your needs. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So this is what I'm reading all this. Verse 7 says, and Pharaoh sent, and behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites died. Not one. Not one. And the heart of Pharaoh was hard as steel, and he did not let the people go. He was mad. Antichrist spirit, you know. Let's go to the next plague. Plague number 6. The plague of festering boils. Verse 8 of Exodus 9. And the Lord said unto Moses and unto Aaron, take to you handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it towards heaven in the sight of Pharaoh. You know? And it shall become small dust in all the land of Egypt, and shall be a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast throughout all the land of Egypt. And they took ashes of the furnace and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it up toward heaven, and he became a boy, breaking forth with blame upon man and upon beast. Verse 11 says, and the magician could not stand before Moses because of the boy. Amen. For the boy was upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians. Where is the end of the magician? Where is it? They have come to their wits' end. Amen.
Amen.
And God moves on. Praise the Lord. Satan's power can never ever match God's power.
Amen.
So never be you be afraid of the devil in any circumstances or any situation, because the Lord is with you. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh the more, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord has spoken unto Moses. Plague number 7. See? The plague of devastating hail. I got a lot of what I will move quickly here. Verse 22, 25. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thy hand toward heaven, that I be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man and upon beast, and upon every herb of the field, throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his hand towards heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with hail, very grievous, the Bible said, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. In fact, it's a kind of thing we have at the time of the grace. The Bible says there will be a time of trouble as has never been since the nation began, and when it's all over, there will never be a time like the time of the great tribulation. These are for closing or for typing what will happen in the time of the great tribulation and so on. So the Bible says that. 25. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, and all that was in the field, both man and beast, and the hail smote every half of the field and break every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen. Can you see the Lord again? Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were there no hail. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm ready to show you God's protection for his people even in the time of trouble. David writing, in the time of trouble, he will hide me in his tabernacle or in his sanctuary and so forth. Psalm 27 and so on, India, you know. And you see that, and so forth. You know, and Pharaoh sent and called 27 and called Moses and Aaron and said unto them, for the first time, this wicked being, he was still lying, confessed that he had sinned for the first time ever. As you will see, his confession was not genuine. Amen? Say, I have sinned this time only. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. That's what he confessed of his wickedness. But as you are going to see, not a general confession. The Bible says, when the judgments are in the earth, amen, the nation will learn righteousness. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So the scripture is here. We're going to see him is a liar. Entreat the Lord, for it is enough, he thought, that there be no more mighty thundering and hail, and I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. And Moses went out, 33. And Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh, and spread abroad his hands unto the Lord, and the thunders and hail ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth as before. And when Pharaoh saw, watch and see, no, it's a liar. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased, he sinned yet more. Continue to sin upon all that he confessed. He was a liar upon all he said, and they hardened his heart, and and all the servants. You see, today people, when something happened, church will be full, right? 9/11, church was full, right?
Mm-hmm.
Later on, they are back to their bar and everything, drinking and all of the kind of things. You know, human nature, very, very deceptive. Unless one is born again, this human nature is very, very deceptive. Praise the Lord. So you see, so he was lying. Remember to finish. He won't let them go. Let's quickly run through the rest of the plague and see God's divine protection as judgment came upon the unbelieving and the wicked people. Plague number 8. Locust. Exodus 10, verse 12. Quite a number of verses here, but they are contain good things. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand over the land of Egypt for the locust, that they may come up upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land, even all that the hail has left. No, the hail just stopped, but they continue in the thing. Whatever the hail left, the locust will finish. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The unbeliever, oh my. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the land of Egypt. And the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locust. And the locust went up over all the land of Egypt and rested in all the coast of Egypt. Very grievous were they. Before them, there were no such locusts as they, neither after them shall be. Amen? The word of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the tribulation, when it comes, there shall be never be there has never been a time like this in the face of this world. The Lord said in Luke 21. And there shall be never a time like that thereafter. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's why it says in 36 verse, it says, worship therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
These are foreshadowed back in Genesis, Exodus, what will happen at the end of time. Because we have a wicked man, the Antichrist spirit type, right there, dealing with the children of Israel. At the end of time, the same Antichrist spirit, the real Antichrist, will be dealing with the Jews again at the end of time. Just before they accept Christ again. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just before the time of their deliverance from unbelief, this same Antichrist, the real one, will show up again. That will hinder them from accepting Christ. But they will also fail at that time. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
For they covered the face of the earth so that the land was darkened. And they did eat every herb of the land and all the fruit of the trees which the hail had left. And there remained not any green thing in the trees or in the herbs of the field through all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses, come and see this priest, call unto Moses, and Aaron in it and said, I have sinned against the Lord. He's not calling him Lord. Your God. Did you even say your God? Your God. Since they acknowledge God, because the Bible say, you know, the wicked one, Bible say, you can never accept the things of God, really, you know, and so on. Say your God. Can't even say no. And then against you. Now, therefore, forgive, I pray thee, my sin, only this one, and entreat the Lord your God, that he may take away from me this death only. So, death upon the land of Egypt. And he went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord. And the Lord turned away mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coast of Egypt. And the Lord, having heard the Pharaoh's heart, so that he would not let the children of Israel go. Let's move to the next. Two more to go, two more plagues, and so forth. Now, darkness, the plague of darkness. 21 of Exodus, 21 verse of Exodus 10. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand towards heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt, so thick to be felt. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, at the height of the judgment, the great tribulation of time, the sun will not shine and the moon will refuse to shine at that time, there will be darkness upon the earth. Amen?
Amen.
This thing I'm foreshadowing. Even the day of the Lord, Bible says, can abide it. It's coming. See, and so on. This thing was done in Egypt to foretell casting events of diffusion, casting their shadow. There was an Antichrist spirit in Egypt that God was doing all these things. And the same thing will happen when the real Antichrist come here, but even in greater proportion. That time, it was in Egypt only, right? At the end of time, when the real Antichrist come, it will be all over the world. This is weird, amen? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It will increase in intensity and so on, you know? So, with what was happening there. So, what am I? So, 23. They saw not one another, so thick a darkness, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. Now watch, God is separator of the righteous from the wicked, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The same way, in the Great Tribulation, he will protect the Jews. Amen?
Amen.
The rapture has taken place. There will be some Gentiles who don't go to the rapture. And, but the Jews are guaranteed 144,000. God will protect them at that time. Let me read the last plague. The plague of death of the firstborn. This is the one that breaks the thing. It took this wicked man 10 great signs in his own life to hear the word of God. Exodus 12, 29 to 30. And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh himself that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants, and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, let's look at a future note here about this thing as well. Notice the order, the intensity, increase in intensity of every plague. The first affected the physical comfort of the people. After that, the destruction of the livestock. Then the health of the nation was affected. The next two destroyed the nation's food supply. Then darkness came. And finally, the destroying angel came. So in the beginning, the law chastisement will be light and so forth like that, you know. As people continue in rebellion and disobedience, the punishment is intensified. Praise the Lord. It is a fearful thing to find the hand of the living God. One more lesson to learn from this wicked Pharaoh is this. Repentance that springs solely from fear may not be true repentance. I say it again. He was repenting because of fear, not because he didn't love God or fear God or anything like that. So it's a lesson. Repentance that springs solely from fear may not be true repentance. Two, as soon as each plague was removed, as we read, the king became more hardened. The more. See? Number three, to learn. His professions of repentance were completely false. And when the chastisements were removed, Pharaoh continued with his hardened heart. Now, let's move to the next part. So we see the Agob plague then. Now, the most beautiful part where deliverance came to Israel, the Passover. Praise the Lord. At the end, no matter what the devil does, deliverance came to the Hebrews. Praise the Lord. Let's look at, no matter what he put through you, just stay with the Lord and God's word. You know, say that we give up somewhere, amen?
Amen.
And you continue in the will of God. Let's quickly go over the Passover. Now, Moses instructed the people concerning the Passover and told them to take a lamb. I just paraphrase here now. Take a lamb, a male of the fourth year it must be, you know, a male of the fourth year without any blemish at all, and kill it. And then afterwards, the blood was to be placed on the side post of the house, on the lintel of the door, as the Lord instructed Moses. So the lamb itself was to be roasted and served with bitter herbs and unleavened bread. In the night of the Passover, no one was to go out, as the Lord commanded Moses, of his house, but they were to eat it thus. How are they to eat? Exodus 12, this is how they eat it, as they were about to leave Egypt that night. Exodus 12, verse 11. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins guarded, amen? Your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Give us urgency at the end of the age. Amen?
Amen.
Urgency, ready to meet the Lord at his coming. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Passover for them. We can draw many things from the Passover. In that same night, as we read in the Bible, the angel of the Lord passed through the land and smite the firstborn of the Egyptians. I think we have read that already. Now, verse, Exodus 12, verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, like we have read, and smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. We are dealing with the Passover now. There are many things we can say the Passover that pertain not only to the Jews, but to us, the Gentiles also. And both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Amen?
Yes.
That's why that word, came, the Passover, I will pass over you. That's why where that word Passover came from. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. You know? So, there came the midnight hour that day and went. Suddenly, just now going through what happened that night in the summer, suddenly a piercing cry ran throughout all the night, crying from every house you can think of in Egypt. Can you imagine such a time that night and so on? As the Jews or Hebrews about to leave Egypt, crying in every house, only in the house of the Hebrews are there no cry. Every single house. Can you imagine such a situation? In every house where the blood was, the angel of death passed on. See? Now, the Lord has a way of doing things. That's the matter of Rahab. We are afraid of Rahab in the Bible, right?
Yes.
Much later. And the two spies, praise the Lord. The scarlet thread, amen? Representing the blood of Jesus Christ also, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Just putting that one in there. In Joshua 2, apart from that one. What was the significance of the institution of the Passover? Let's just see the importance of it. We can't talk about all that it stands for, but some of these are this. First, it was to point back to this same night when the nation of Israel or the Hebrews was redeemed from slavery. That's one important part. Number two, in time to come, when the Jewish people will inquire as to the meaning of the Passover, the Bible says, they will be told of the sins that took place on that memorable night. That's one reason. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, we are talking about the importance of the Passover now. Number two reason for the Passover. Moreover, the Passover holiday looks forward to the future. See? To the future, as well as the deliverance of the Jewish people. It looks towards to the time that John the Baptist will say this following words in John 1:29. I don't have it on the slide here, you know. So, it's for the time when God delivered them, is to remember the future generation of the Hebrews what great things the Lord did to deliver Israel. But also, it's pointing to the Lamb of God. That Lamb that they wrote that night is a type of Christ to come. Amen? Praise the Lord. So, that Lamb they roasted was a type of Christ. Later on, John the Baptist will say to us, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." That's one thing the Passover stood for. The Lamb that was roasted is a type of Christ. God has revealed to us Christians, Christ is our own Passover Lamb. Amen? Praise the Lord. So back in India, God typifying this thing in the type and so on. So Christ is our own Passover. You know? And that he bore our sins. And we have accepted him and as a sin offering for our own sake. That's why the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 5:7. We are bringing out the importance of the Passover, not only for the Jews, but pointing to the Lord himself in that lamb that was roasted. And we read in 1 Corinthians 5:7, "Purge out therefore the whole leaven, that ye may be new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us." Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How wonderful we are. That's why we are so joyful every day. We are joyful because, you know, the Lord has taken our place. In other words, the Passover pointed forward to the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, showing that those who had the blood of Jesus, if you will, on the door of their heart, amen? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Their sins are forgiven. No, they are safe and they have eternal life. So that one of the things they pass over is signifying. When they put the blood upon the lintel of their door, upon the doorpost and so forth, it signifies the blood, the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you want to say, in the door of our heart, amen, giving us eternal life. Romans 6:23 says that, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What the Passover signifies, not only for the Jews. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ was a Passover lamb, amen? He was a Passover lamb killed in the Passover time, amen? The Passover lamb that was killed at the time of the Passover. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How beautiful this Bible is. So joyful is the word of God. Back in Genesis, by Revelation, Abel foreseen that Lamb of God, when God called for a sacrifice, offer a lamb. Amen?
Amen.
Back in Genesis, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The world doesn't have the revelation of the church goer too. Didn't have the revelation of the blood of the Lamb. Amen?
Amen.
And he offered it for the ground. See? Everything about Christ, Christendom, is by revelation. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord said, Father, I thank you because you have seen this thing for the wise and the prudent. And you have revealed them unto babes. Amen?
Amen.
Come by revelation. Nobody knows who the Father is. And nobody knows who the Son is. Or the Father is, except to whom the Son revealed him. Amen?
Amen.
So we can read the Bible. It takes revelation to decipher to know what it means. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's begin to cut. So now also, one thing the Passover brought in that day is the first communion. Amen?
Amen.
Let me that the first communion, they called the roasted that lamb. Now, though the first communion was held in Egypt, no one was eating that during that day, but the communion. With regard to the Passover, the lamb was slain, which was the type of Christ. Those who took that communion, that roasted lamb that day and so forth, what happened to them? They walked through the wilderness for 40 days. They did. And their clothes was not even tread wear. Their feet did not swell. Amen? Those who know, and so on. And they went through the wilderness and that, after finishing eating that lamb. The first communion, if you want to call it, and so on. So whatever, I mean, what I say, was a blessed assurance. That lamb be the type of Christ and so forth that happened in Egypt and so on. So the first communion, if you will, in respect to the lamb, happened there in the first Passover, happened in Egypt. Now, finishing up now, the result of the disaster that visited Egypt, that plague, what are the results of this thing? What comes out of it? As we are talking about the departing of the children of Israel from Egypt, and we went from Moses and so on, we are finishing up now. Now, the result of that, what happened to them is this. Pharaoh, let's take Pharaoh for himself. The result of this thing, Pharaoh hardened himself, but finally he relented in shock and in calamity and moved with fear. He sent word to Moses and Aaron to take their people and their flocks and be gone. Amen?
Amen.
Bible says Egypt was glad when they left. Amen?
Amen?
Because of the punishment that God inflicted upon the people of Egypt. In Exodus 33, we read this word. We are seeing the repercussion, what happened, the aftermath, the Passover and so forth. The children of Israel had to depart. 33 verse says, and the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste. For they said, we'll be all dead men. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How about Joseph? So we're talking about the Passover now. How about Joseph? Joseph, back in Egypt, has become a household name in every Hebrew house. So what happened? So they took Joseph's bones, amen? That is 150 years later. From Joseph to Moses was about 150 years. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But he preserved his bones. You know that's how we begin the message this morning in Hebrews 11, right? Praise the Lord. And we are ending right there now. So Moses obeyed the word of the law. I mean, what Moses, what Joseph entreated them, they believe and so on. So they put it, in 13th of Exodus, verse 9. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. For Joseph had instructed or sworn to them, saying, God will surely visit you. Amen. And you shall carry off my bones away hence with you. So you see, the vision that God gave Abraham, he passed it down to Isaac. Amen. And to Jacob. Amen. And to Joseph. Praise the Lord. They know that before 100 years, they know that we should leave Egypt because God says so. Amen. He also be a prophet. Joseph was a prophet. One day Messiah will come. Amen. And he won't come to Egypt. Amen. Praise the Lord. And by revelation, see, you must, the same thing Jacob told Joseph. He told, when Joseph was dying, Joseph, put your hand right here. Swear to me that when I die, you won't leave my bones in this place. Amen? Mm-hmm. They were prophets. Amen? Yeah. They know there's coming a resurrection. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, in Matthew 27, Bible says that after his resurrection, there are many people, many of the believers rose, many of the saints rose again from the grave after his resurrection, and they appear unto many in Jerusalem. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This Bible is true. It is the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Every word of God is true. It's inspired by God himself, by divine inspiration. So, can you tell, we don't know how many of them went in that first resurrection of the Old Testament saints. But I would be surprised if Joseph wasn't there. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, so we see that. So, the aftermath of the Passover and what's happening, the departing of the children of Israel. Now, watch. So, we see Joseph in there. However, the children of Israel themselves, what happened to them after the that night of the Passover? Now, to them, what a night of excitement they had. Before you know it, about 2 million people now, because of troop out, amen? From Goshen, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can you imagine them, 2 million people, heading for the Red Sea, amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And they were going, what a night it was, as we finish up here. So in the meantime, Pharaoh has heard what has happened. I now choose 600 of his best chariots, right, and so forth, you know, to go after them, you know. And when they got to the Red Sea, what happened in there, it's like, you know, they look back. Anyway, they look back, they see dust from the horses of Pharaoh coming after them. They see dust all over the place coming because of the chariots and so on coming. Before them was the Red Sea, right? On this side was the mountains, amen? Where are they going to go? So then the first complaint came out of the people, amen? That night, praise the Lord. The first complaint, see? So, with worrisome fear, put on notes here, they made their first complaint to Moses. These are the same people that has walked before the Lord, you know? They have obeyed everything that Moses told them to do, right? Why is this happening to them? They will be thinking. National man will think that's why, you know, and so on. And they have kept every word. They ate the lamb, they wrote the lamb, the Lord, the way the Lord said to do it. They have seen the angel of the Lord, didn't touch them when he killed the Egyptians. But now, where are we in this predicament? See, and so on, you know. But the thing is this. It's like God has led them to be in a trap, right? Human being will think, right? But the Almighty God, he has a blueprint, if you will, of the path that they will go through as they leave Egypt, amen?
Amen.
And their life in that path, as impossible, as difficult, as unreasonable, as it might be to man, but the Almighty God has a blueprint of that path, amen? And he didn't make a mistake, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know what he's going to do? Even Moses was afraid, amen?
Amen?
He had to call upon the Lord. Can you imagine? All the miracles of Egypt, the 10 plagues, the escape, all of those things. Why are you now afraid, Moses? Moses, you saw the pillar of fire before you even moved here. You wrote all these signs and so that is the human nature, amen?
Amen.
But there is a situation, but God was in it, amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, what will they do now? So, let's finish up here and spread out the thing. Now, Exodus 14, even let's see what happened. I want to read a couple of verses in there and we finish up here. Verse 11. And they said unto Moses, the first complaint ever, because there were no graves in Egypt, you know, when you are going through something, don't forget its benefits, amen?
Amen.
See, complaint. You're just coming for a miracle now, amen? You expect the 10 plagues. And they said unto Moses, because there are no graves in Egypt, hast thou taking us away to die in this wilderness? Wherefore hast thou death dealt with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? They were crying for the deliverance, right? Just because they have a temporary setback. You know, but watch, you know, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you this day. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see again no more forever. Amen?
Amen.
And it is standing forever. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore cast down unto me? Speak to the children of Israel that they should go forward. But you, Moses, lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it. God didn't say, I will divide the sea. Moses, you stretch forth your rod over the sea, and you, Moses, divide the sea. Amen? Praise the Lord. That the Lord said, you know, lay out on the sea, they can recover. Amen? You and I, praise the Lord. See, he delegates the Lord never ever monopolized power. Amen? He that believeth on me, the work that I do shall they do also.
Amen.
It's better in you and I. Amen?
Amen.
And when God calls for it and so on and have faith, we walk. Amen?
Amen.
Never we fail. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He is not a God at life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we see that he has to, and he begins to tell these things and so forth. And so, and of course, he did. So now, we can learn a few things from there. So Moses was praying by the Red Sea and so on. Why? Why? You have heard the word of the Lord. So there's a time to pray. There's a time to ask. Amen?
Amen.
So the Lord called him out of his where he was bound down, he said, and still prayer and so on. Get up, Moses. What is in your hand? The same thing he told him at the beginning and so on, you know. Check what's in your hand, you know. There is time to pray. There is time for action. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
A sinner must quit praying and say, Lord, forgive me, Lord, forgive me, over and over again. He must come to a place where I start to pray and accept the salvation of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The same thing and so on, you know. In other words, at some point, prayer must change from petition to pray. Amen.
Amen.
At some point, prayer must change from petition to praise. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Even the Lord's prayer, that's how. You know, he began the prayer with thanksgiving to the Lord, right?
Amen.
And then put the petition in between.
Amen.
At the end, and put the praise. Thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
That is a perfect prayer. Amen. Taught us by the Lord himself. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When you begin, oh Lord, hallowed be thy name. Is that kingdom come? You put him forth, amen?
Amen.
The kingdom forth, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then I put my deed in there, amen? Praise
amen.
The Lord. At the end, the kingdom of the Lord, praise God.
Amen.
So, you see, time to pray, time to act, you know? There are two different things. Praise the Lord. All these things we are just learning from this, the departing of the children of Israel. So, but the time came, when God now told Moses, get up out of there, set out the rod and so on, and it happened, and he divided the sea and so forth. So, you know what? At first, when the first is rod now, at the first, a little will just blow across your feet and so on, as if nothing will happen, you know. And two, God could have used anything to divide that sea, but he chose to use the wind, amen? Praise the Lord. If, and you see, God always begins his things with natural things. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He could have used anything, but he used ordinary wind, the wind that is created, you know, and so on. So we see what is happening there. So, but before you know it, the wind begins to gain momentum, amen?
Amen?
Like a miracle. When you have a miracle, initially, maybe it's healing or something, it may look like something is happening. Something is happening, brother and sister, amen?
Hallelujah.
If you hold to your own, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So as for there was a gentle blow upon the sea, then it goes to get momentum, and then before you know it, the sea, it gets so strong, the sea begins to pass, and you can see the floor of the sea. Bible says they walk in that red sea as on the dry ground. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus. So let's begin to finish this off and so forth. And of course, Pharaoh army now, you know, they're now around. Not only that, as in that predicament and so on, They are now appeared in celestial. Amen. God is the celestial sign. The supernatural, the pillar of fire appeared. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Out of the confusion, what you know, God was there with you, you know. And the pillar of fire appeared in the night. And that same pillar of fire in the day touched the pillar of cloud. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God was altogether there to put them through. So let's see. Of course, I'm going to shorten this one. So the Egyptians too, trying to follow them through and so forth. And you know, they followed them through the sea and so on. And when all of the last one in of the Hebrews crossed the Red Sea to the other side, of course, Lord told Moses, now set your hand again upon the sea. Why those Egyptians were seeing the needs of the sea and so forth, Moses put his hand back again and the sea closed on them. And not one of them escaped. Amen. Praise the Lord. And let me see here, I'm going to finish here. So they all perished in that Red Sea. Now, in finishing up here, we have found a few things. Satan will try to copy miracles or contest the power of the Lord. So, and we learned that one, we learned it in Pharaoh there. He tried to do all the camp, but it came to his end. So the same thing will happen at the end of time. When the Antichrist is revealed, he will also demonstrate signs and wonders and miracles. In Matthew 24, 24th verse, the Bible says, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. As we went through the plagues and so forth, and the magicians, James and the jambres and so forth, the Bible says, the Lord says, we'll be at the same end, and we are, today we are expecting this thing that the Lord said, to get worse and worse and worse, until the time of the Antichrist. The Bible says, he deceived the whole nation. Now, the last scripture, so I'll get here, maybe the last two. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. You know, that Pharaoh was a type of this. Even him, who's coming, is after the working of Satan, with all power, and signs, and lying wonders. Whatever kind of lies, those people, Egyptians produce, or the slaves they produce, I don't know what kind of this, but the Bible says, it's a lying sign and wonder. Praise the Lord. Therefore, in demonstrating the gift of the Spirit, God considers it important to call to our attention the fact that Satan can and does imitate the miracles of God. So we have to know that at the end of time, and it's happening all over the place. So, and Christians sometimes confuse the work of Satan with the power of God, like that Pharaoh did. In this situation, Pharaoh confused the power of God with witchcraft from his own sorcerer, and that destroyed him. You know, and so on. He was destroyed because he was confused with God's power with the power of the Lord. So at the end of time, the Bible says it will be like this. So we are living at the end time, so we can see how they left and they passed. The Bible says the Lord took them out with a strong hand. Amen. And all day long we have been reading about that strong hand of the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is faithful to his word. It's a type of the church we'll be living here very soon. We don't know the day or the hour, but we keep our eye on the Lord. It is one of the greatest miracles of all time. The rapture will be one of the greatest miracles of all time. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you see on CNN breaking news, so many people are missing and all these things and so forth, you know, what a day it will be for us and so forth, you know. And that is why we are able to endure. Bible says Christ, looking for that, you know, glory that was set before him, he endured the cross. Praise the Lord. So in what situation you are in today, and the Lord allowed you to be there, in Job said, the Lord knew the path that I take. Amen?
Amen.
Even Job, he said, the Lord knew the path that I take. When it has tried me, I will comfort like gold. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So far we are following the Lord. You need not fear anything, amen?
Amen.
And if the rest is before you, and the mountains on this side of you, and the Egyptian army is behind you, never fear it. That pillar of fire is there with you, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are right where the Lord wants you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you this morning. The God of glory, the faithful God. Lord, each day we look at Israel, we are just amazed at God's faithfulness, and even unto us to your great faithfulness. So we thank you this morning, knowing that we are the apple of your eye, Lord. And Lord, there is no power of Satan that can really overcome us, Lord.
Amen.
Satan will always come to his end.
Mm.
But Lord, oh God, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
Amen.
We have read this all morning, oh Lord, so we go here with great confidence as gallant soldiers of the cross. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we remember the word of the Lord, I have given you power over all the power of the enemy.
Mm.
To tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And he said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Just like those 10 plagues, not one of them touched any evil. So we thank you this morning, Lord. We worship you, Father. Glory be to God in the highest. Thank you for the joy of the Holy Ghost. So we commit the week to your heart. We go now, Lord. David said, I said, the Lord, always before my face, because it's at my right hand. But we have it in a better way now. He dwelleth in us. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Greater is he that is in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
As we go forth, Lord, help us. Let us go forth and do exploits. In the name of Jesus. Spiritual exploits.
Amen.
They that know their God, they shall be strong.
Amen.
And they shall do exploits.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the compassion of Christ be upon us, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that we have received power. The Holy Ghost is in us.
Amen.
As we say, we have received power. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Who is on the Lord's side? I am on the Lord's side. Who is on the Lord's side? I want to know I am on the Lord's side. Thank you.
Jesus.